Well, good morning, Grace Community Church. Welcome to the home church. Things are a little different now. We live in interesting times, but at Grace Community Church, we believe that we are here to train to serve, so we can serve to love, that we can love to live. And while church might be a little bit different this week or the next coming weeks, we want to make sure that you have the tools to stay in the Word of God, as well as the opportunity to have home church. What can you read? What can you share? What can you talk about to be able to bless your family or maybe your neighbors, whatever it may be? So we're going to go through a series here called The Home Church, and we want to learn some things, try to keep it short and sweet, but something you can discuss this week with your family or those around you. So we're going to be reading mainly out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Verses 13 and 14. I'll be reading out of the New Living Translation. So 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 13 and 14. At times I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues among you. 14. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us. Lord, this great time that we have to be in your hands, even though what's going around us, Lord, seems to be a little crazy, a little bit different. But Lord, we take every opportunity to dive into your word. And I pray, Lord, you open up the truth to us today so we can see what you have to say to us. Bless our reading. Bless the word, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, back in the Old Testament, King David had a vision for the temple. He looked around, he lived in this grand palace, and God lived in a tent. It was just this tent, and that's where the presence of God was at. And he didn't think it was right. And so he felt that God should have a temple. God should have a place. So he had this vision, and as he kind of shared it with God, God said, "That's nice, I think I appreciate that, but David, you're not going to build the temple. One of your descendants will." And that descendant was his son, King Solomon. So after King David had passed away, Solomon took up the challenge and said, "I'm going to build a temple. I'm going to build God's temple." And he did. And to say the least, it was awesome. Had a retractable roof, indoor swimming pool. No, those are things that we'd look at. But he covered pretty much everything in gold. So it was glorious. It was majestic. It was a beautiful temple to where God could live. And so in our reading in 2 Chronicles 7, Solomon is dedicating. They're having the grand opening for this building. He's dedicating it to God. And the Bible tells us that God was there. He was there during the dedication. And the Bible also tells us that God's presence was so heavy, was so thick, that the priests couldn't even go in the building. They couldn't even go in the temple because God's presence was so heavy there. Wouldn't you like to experience that sort of presence of God in your life? A little spoiler alert. You can. You can experience that. So keep that in mind as we talk about the temple in our reading. But we're gonna move ahead. We're going to go to the New Testament and see what God has to say about this. Because a temple for God is not meant to be a building. Ultimately, past the time of King Solomon, he had a long-term plan of what the temple should look like or what it should be. And what it is meant to be is you. So we're going to read 1 Corinthians in the New Testament, chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. And it says, "Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit, God's presence. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you and was given to you by God. You do not belong to yourself. Verse 20, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body." I like how it says, "Do you not realize it?" You know, that actually kind of means, don't you get it? Paul, who wrote the book of Corinthians, it's saying, don't you understand? Because you should. You should understand that you are the temple. God's presence is within you, not in some building. You see, when the church building is closed, God's not closed. There's no worries because God is still within his temple. It's not in this building that surrounds me. It's within you. It's within your heart. It's within your life. It's within your body, as we read. And then he says, but you do not belong to yourself. Do you ever feel like someone else is like controlling your life? Do you ever get the feeling that some organization or person is restricting everything that you must do? Kind of like, a quarantine. How does that make you feel when you don't have control of your own self? I don't think we like that. I don't think we appreciate that. I don't know. Maybe you do. But I have a feeling we'd like to make our own choices with ourselves. But God says, like we're experiencing, you don't belong to yourself. When my spirit is within you, then you belong to me. And God is trustworthy. I pray for and I'm thankful for our leadership, our government officials, those trying to do the best they can. But sometimes it's kind of hard to trust. But we can trust God. And if his presence, if his son, Jesus Christ, is in our heart, if his Holy Spirit fills us, we can trust him and we can belong to him. And when we belong to him, we do what he desires. We do his will, not our own. And he goes on to say, because God bought you with a high price, and that high price was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died upon the cross for your sins and for my sins. Because we've made mistakes, and Jesus said, I will take those. And if you accept me into your life, I'll remove that as far as the east is from the west. And so sometimes we cheapen the sacrifice by not allowing God to have room in our heart, allowing God to have room in this temple. So what does this scripture mean in 1 Corinthians? You are the temple of God. God's presence can be within you. And what do we do with that? We honor God with it. So we've gone to the New Testament. Let's go back to our reading here in the Old Testament. Again, Solomon is dedicating the temple. And God's looking around at this building going, not bad. Maybe I'll move in. But then he responds to Solomon. Solomon is saying this prayer. Solomon is offering it to God. And God responds back to him. And that's, again, our reading, 2 Chronicles. And we'll read chapter 7, verse 13 again. And it says, at times I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls. A drought. You have any idea what's happened the last few months? A couple months have been good. But for a number of months, what has been happening in Australia? Severe drought. And then he says, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops. Any idea what's going on in Africa right now? Locusts are taking over the country. The grasshoppers are devouring everything. And then he says, or send plagues among you. That's what's going on in the world right now. There is a plague. There's a virus. There's something that is affecting every man, woman, and child. And so you read this and you might go, oh, God's trying to destroy us. I'm not sure if that's the case because, again, in his scripture, he says, at times I might. As in, these things might happen. Okay. So, God, why are you doing this? I would say God is letting the alarm clock go off. God is saying, church, it's time to wake up. Look around at what's going on. And I'm trying to wake you up and realize things are falling apart and I need you, my church, to wake up. I think that's what God is trying to do. And so if God is trying to say to the church, church, wake up, the question should be, all right, then what do we do? If we see these plagues, if we see the famine and the droughts and things like that, and we look around and go, God, what do you want us to do? That's a great question. And then a great thing is he answers it in verse 14. He says, then, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. So what do we do? What do we do, brothers and sisters, as we look around at everything's going on? What is our responsibility? It is to repent. Turn from your sins. I think we need to look at what we're spending our time and our money on and realize maybe this isn't as important. What's really important? I think we're learning this last week, the important things in life, and I don't think it's toilet paper. I think as we have more time to our family, more time at home and our thoughts, we're starting to realize what's really important in life. And I think if we have another week of this, and another week of this, and another week of this, that list of importance is going to dwindle down to very few things. What is really important with our life, with our time, with our money, with our words? I think God is trying to focus us to turn to Him, to wake up, to repent of your sins. And when we repent and say, God, forgive me of what I do, then He will heal our lands. So church, wake up. Wake up. Pray. Seek God. I think God is disinfecting the church. And sure, we're physically doing that in this building, but He wants to do that in your heart, in your life. He wants to get rid of any virus or plague that is called sin and remove it from your life, from your heart, so that your temple can be clean. Your temple can allow for the presence of God to be in there. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word. Thank You for Your scripture. Lord, we thank You that You get to speak to us. And Lord, we thank You that we are Your temple. And Lord, You desire to live within us. No matter where we are, if we're free to go anywhere or if we're stuck in our home, Lord, You and Your presence, Your Holy Spirit, Your Son, Jesus Christ, all get to abide in our hearts. So Father, we thank You for this. And I pray, Lord, we take up the challenge to get closer to You in this time that we have. And Lord, we pray for a healing upon this land. Lord, we pray for a quick ending to this story that seems to be a bit of a nightmare. Father, I pray for safety and protection upon our body of believers, our Grace Community Church. Lord, keep us healthy. Lord, keep us safe. We pray this, Father. We love You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is the Home Church series. We're not sure how long it's going to be. We put it on the website, our gracetl.org. We're posting this, of course, on Facebook. I'm also going to be posting some other resources. I've got these scriptures written down and about 10 discussion questions that you can view this and then meet with your family, meet with your neighbors, whatever it may be, if you're allowed to do that, and go through these scriptures, talk about it, and the questions in there. Create some sort of dialogue. So get together, have church as often as you can, discuss and pray together, because we want to see something cool happen in this time that we have, a lot of time that we have alone but together in our homes. I pray for God's blessings upon you. I pray that He keeps you safe, and I pray that you get to see the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit upon you and your family. Love you guys.